Welcome to DeFi Expectations. Today we have on Joel Cleland, who is here to talk to us about Centric Protocol, an innovative dual token digital currency and decentralized blockchain protocol built on sound economics. How are you doing today, Joel?
Doing great. Thanks, DeFi Fry.
Excellent. Well, happy to have you on here today. And to go ahead and get started, you have a diverse background, Joel. Why don't you summarize a bit for our audience? Your background and how you came to be involved in Centric.
Sure. So I've always enjoyed and been passionate about math and learning. And I was thinking about this earlier this week. I actually was in a freshman calculus class in college, but I was a psychology major at the time. So none of the students in there understood why I was taking the course. They were mostly math majors and computer science and engineering majors. But I've just always enjoyed math and learning. And as I learned about Centric, I decided to buy as an investor. And we kind of move fast forward to where we are today, where I was asked to join the team.
Excellent. And up only, it isn't just a podcast or a rallying cry with Centric. This is truly supposed to be a cryptocurrency that only rises, or at least one of the products is.
Correct. And so Centric Rise is actually what initially drew me to the project, because it's a non-speculative token that gradually rises or grows every hour. And what does it yield? It yields additional CNS value. You mentioned the two tokens, and Centric Cash basically brings liquidity to the network. And if one decides to convert to CNR or Centric Rise, they take advantage of hourly yields of additional CNS.
Interesting. You mentioned hourly. Is that the period over which the cryptocurrency raises value? Or could you argue that, you know, on a bad day, the next day you could be down a little bit? Or is it truly up only?
No, the CNR itself is up every hour, and the actual yields are written to the blockchain a year in advance. So right now, the face amount of a CNR is a little over $86 per token. Of course, it's in direct relationship with CNS, and CNS is sub-penny. So it's a kind of a one-to-one ratio. So I looked at it, and it was like 86.2, something like that, CNS per token. But every hour, as the protocol reaches the end of the hour, the CNR goes up in CNS value a little bit. And it's actually written to the blockchain a year in advance and can't be changed. So the even though the value of CNS can go up and down minute by minute, because it's still a freely traded token, CNR can't.
So how exactly does that work? Like you have Centric Cash, CNS, as a freely traded token, and it looks like the price of that has been going down. Is that because
Correct. It
is freely traded, or does that essentially have like direct relation to the fact that Centric Rise is on the consistent upward?
No, it's independently traded. So it's based on demand. And as liquidity goes into the market to purchase it, the price goes up. As people sell CNS, the price goes down. And then, of course, there's the speculative side of CNS, because right now it's like any other cryptocurrency.
Now, I think you had plans essentially at some point to try and get it so CNS is a stable coin. Is that right?
Correct. We refer to CNS as a synthetic stable because it's on its way to a dollar, and basically it could potentially go up or down at any time. We think that it's, you know, its equilibrium point is $1. And when it does hit a dollar, it could still potentially go up a little bit. Some people are speculating it'll go considerably up to that at some point in the future. We don't believe that's the case, because we think that if and when it goes above a dollar, people are going to sell it and drive the price back down to a dollar. But the thing that makes Centric unique, I think, is that it's not backed by dollars or gold or any other assets. It's just backed by the network.
Is there a way you could compare it to like the stable coins offered by DAI, USDC? Like how could
Sure.
you
Sure. That? So traditional stable coins are actually backed by dollars or some other physical asset. It could be backed by other cryptocurrencies as well. I know on Tether, they say, you know, it's a dollar or a dollar, you know, something related to a dollar. And so the thing that makes Centric Cash unique or CNS unique is that it's only backed by our network. And so, you know, as CNS is collected, if you will, and purchased off the exchanges and brought back to the network, people can do one of two things with it. They can either hold the CNS or they can convert to CNR to if they're planning on holding. And that's what we suggest, although we can't tell people what to do with their tokens, you know, but the nice thing about CNR is that if you are planning to hold, you want to hold in CNR and not CNS because of those hourly yields. There are a couple of areas where CNS is going to have multiple functions. Right now, CNR is our main staking token in a few parts of the space. But with our new relationship with Rasta Finance, they're actually going to be including CNS in their yield farming. And so that's kind of exciting development right there.
So there'll be funding opportunities as well.
Yes, exactly.
What is Rasta Finance? I haven't heard of that.
Right. Rasta Finance is a DEX, and they're a relatively new project. I'm sure you gentlemen know we're getting ready to migrate to the BSC. And this is one of our first relationships we started in that move. All of our audits are complete. But I'm thinking probably within the next couple of months or so, we'll probably migrate to the BSC. And at that point, you know, we'll make other connections like we did with Rasta Finance.
So Rasta is, I'm guessing, on BSC then?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah. It's a decentralized exchange, and obviously they got yield farming. We're really excited about this relationship because both projects are putting in $100,000 in liquidity in our respective tokens, the liquidity pools. And like Centric, Rasta Finance believes in transparency and steady organic growth. We tend to kind of play that way in the sandbox with everybody, one step at a time, and do it the right way.
Is that kind of what drives partnerships, like a shared vision, or is there something specifically that you guys are looking to in growing the protocol that kind of guides your partnerships?
I would say it's both. Obviously, you know, whether it's crypto or a business in general, we're looking to make connections with people and with projects that share our vision and want to kind of approach the process the same way. But at the same time, you know, if there's something that we can bring to the table and they can bring to the table to make things mutually beneficial, we're interested in that. Like getting back to just the yield farming and the liquidity pools with Rasta Finance, we're basically agreeing to contribute all liquidity provider rewards back to the liquidity pool for the benefit of both projects. So we're always looking for balance. And we've got some advisors that are connected with our team. They're not actual partners on our team, but we've had conversations that kind of go like this. We want to make sure it's whatever we do in business is equitable for everybody. So it's win, win, win across the board for everybody. And that's just kind of how we do business.
Can you speak a little bit to the fee generation and what the user experience is like in terms of like fees?
Okay. Are you related? Are you talking about like conversion fees, gas fees specifically?
Yeah, like gas fees, trade fees, right. And of course, just like what fees go back to the community, to the founders,
kind that of makes sense. Sure. Yeah. So on the fee side, obviously Centric, we're always looking for the lowest expenses for our users. That's one of the main reasons we're moving to Binance Smart Chain is because of the lower fees, the flexibility, the user experience. And so we're looking to do that. Right now we're on Tron, which has been great, you know, since we did our first dual token launch back in February of last year. We're just kind of looking to make more relationships. And as far as, you know, where the fees go, like right now you can move your tokens in either CNS or TRX. And I'm really excited about the opportunities to just make more partnerships.
Excellent. And can you share some information as well about the team behind Centric outside of yourself?
Sure. That would be great. So I came on officially in March of this year, and we've been steadily growing. I think we've had six hires since I came aboard. And the initial hire we had after I came aboard was Tommy Butcher. And if you gentlemen aren't familiar with Tommy, he had a show called Crypto Disruption for a number of years with his wife, Tracy. And he was an amazing hire. He's our COO. He actually did a video on updates of some of the new developments of our project just a couple of days ago. But Tommy's great. He's really making inroads in operations, and he actually is one of the key players that helped us set up the relationship with Rasta Finance. So he's a very beneficial member of the team. The other new hires include sales and marketing departments. We've had probably four ads there. And the marketing department, they're actually tasked with engaging influencers. So be on the lookout for more marketing events from Centric later this year, because that's really where they're focused. The sales department, they're looking to engage people for our payment network for SendPay, which I can get into in a second if you like. And then we hired a social media manager who's kind of running that department. And his content isn't just classy, it's also informative. So be on the lookout for some amazing content on that side. He's already made some major advances. I mean, we've grown our Twitter feed quite a bit. It had almost 15,000 engagements just last month on Twitter. And so I'm very bullish on the team. And we're making some big strides. There's some big things we have on our plate for the rest of the year and going into 2022. And I think that both the SendPay program, as well as the additional relationships we're having in the marketplace and social media is going to be really good.
Can you speak a little bit more to the SendPay?
Sure. So I don't know if you gentlemen want to hop over to the website, over to centric.com. And if you scroll to the bottom of centric.com, you can, you'll find a little button for SendPay all the way down on the left under Learn, right above FAQs. There you go. So centric.com/SendPay. Centric is essentially a payment network, and SendPay is our main function of the network. We see ourselves as a currency versus a utility. And before we hopped on today, gentlemen, we kind of talked about the legal findings, but our legal opinions basically say that Centric is a currency, not a security. And our two tokens are CNR and CNS. But what is SendPay? So SendPay is basically our merchant services in a nutshell. And this year we're looking to connect with 10 tier one companies globally and 90 tier two companies. So 100 connections, you know, if we make more than that, that's great. Just a couple of weeks ago, we actually had a conversation with one of the largest companies in the world to integrate our SendPay program with them. Later this year, we're looking to roll out SendPay Mobile. And so that'll be for all users. So you can basically pay with CNS or CNR with your favorite businesses that accept Centric using your phone. And there's going to be a business radar program for these businesses that decide to work with Centric, where they can basically send out signals to the users that, hey, we accept Centric here.
How would you compare it to like crypto.com? Because one of the tools, right, I've been using to do like payments is them. And you can transfer Ethereum to the wallet and then load it onto a card, like a prepaid balance. Is, right, this similar to that, or how would you compare?
Right. Those? There will be some similarities, but whereas crypto.com is also very similar to a credit card, this is more like a bank card. Mm. So I would say that's probably the main difference. And aside from that, we're all, you know, you held on the reader, the phone reader, QR code reader here on the screen. I like that you did that, because this is what's going to roll out in beta sometime next year. So this is going to be actual, you know, POS. You go into a store that accepts Centric, they've got their credit card readers on one side and they've got their Centric readers on the left or something like that. So, but as far as like crypto.com is concerned, very, very similar concept. Obviously through SendPay, we're also going to be doing a lot of e-com. So there'll be the, you know, cryptocurrency, you know, payment gateway integration where, you know, you can basically connect your Centric to this gateway and then do other payments that way. We're just very excited about this side of Centric. And we believe that in the coming months and years, this is going to be really, really big for the project.
How does this kind of distinguish between other currencies in the market right now?
Do you mean other currencies? They're also providing merchant services.
Basically, yeah. Like okay. Ones that would more specify as like a currency that's specifically for just, you know, sending money back and forth between each other.
Right.
Think of one specifically I almost asked about, which was XRP, because I know anytime you have that question of, is it a security? Is it a cryptocurrency? You know, you can have potential issues with that. So whatever you want to speak
to. No, it's okay. That's okay. No. And obviously, you know, we see Centric as a currency, but the one thing I always explain to people, or I try to remember to explain, is that right now Centric is also an investment because of how low the price of CNS is. Does that make sense? And yeah. So you have kind of both things working in tandem. But to get to your initial question about, you know, what makes Centric unique, what makes its systems unique, is we basically see ourselves not just as a currency now for payments, for goods and services, but we also see it as the global currency for the next generation. You know, that's what we plug most often. And I look at the long term of the roadmap. And did you gentlemen have a chance to look at the roadmap at all?
I don't think so yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay, well, there's a section in the roadmap for, you know, future items on the roadmap, shall we say. And one of the items is Centric Centers. And Centric Centers will essentially be banks that look a lot like Apple stores. And these Centric Centers will be available to entrepreneurs or, you know, business owners, you know, basically a business in a box, but they'll obviously, because they're banks, will have to follow all the regulations related to banks. And so, but in addition to that, there'll be the teaching piece where it's like, you know, like a learning bar at an Apple store, something like that, where you'll have all the money services you would have in a traditional financial environment, but it'll be in a Centric Center.
Could that be like pulling out cash?
It could be any number of things, right? Yeah. Even traditional advisory, things like that.
Yeah, it's interesting because something else I see here is SendPay NFTs, and it says event ticketing. Is that similar to the Phoenix DAO model?
I believe so. I'm not super familiar with that, but I'm assuming that's the case if they're also using NFTs. The NFT ideas for business is not just ticketing, but like receipts and inventory and things of that nature, but also, you know, handbills or, you know, promotional items, things like that, magazines, and yeah, but it's specifically targeted toward businesses being able to use NFTs to expand their businesses.
When you were saying like inventory, were you talking about like inventory tracking, like supply chain management type stuff?
It could be, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah. One of my favorite projects is VeChain. So
okay, yeah.
Yeah, I love that, especially because it's one of the few projects right now that's like already operating in a real world setting. So it's one that I recommend frequently to a lot of people who are, you know, trying to get into crypto and don't really understand it. And I'm like, okay, if you're looking for something that has like real world use that is already happening on a large scale, this is the one to like kind of hop into because they're already functioning with large scale companies.
Right. Yeah. WooCommerce, BigCommerce, you know, we're looking to integrate with, you know, all the potential e-commerce payment systems. We're amazed by what's happened since, you know, Bitcoin 1.0 came out in January of 2009. Just imagine where we are now and where we're going to be in another 5 to 10 years.
How long have you been like into crypto?
Me personally, I've been aware of it for probably 4 or 5 years. It was kind of a blip on the radar for a number of years for me, and I kept pushing it away. So I know like a lot of people do, but I it's here and it's here to stay. And the thing that I think was kind of got me into crypto or really serious about it was Centric. Because about 3 years ago, I had a friend of mine expose me to the project. And at that time, it wasn't even called Centric. And it just wasn't on the radar for me at that time. And so I sent some referrals to my friend to connect with Centric. And like a couple of years went by, and my friend and I were having coffee one day, and it was last year during the height of the pandemic. And I said, "Hey, how are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, I'm great. I'm retired." I said, "What do you mean?" You know, when people drop things like that, and he said, "Well, I'm retired, and most of it's related to my holdings with Centric." I'm like, "What?" I said, "You got to share more. You got to get, you got to like inform me a little more on this." And so, I look at people that are on our team that have been in crypto. You know, one of our team members has, he's been serious about crypto for over 7 years, and he considers himself a Centric maximalist, because he said, "I haven't found any other projects that are as amazing as Centric. Once the world understands how Centric works, they're going to want to take advantage of this." But yeah, that was what kind of got me into it. Was I was just so amazed by what Centric can do functionally, and the thing that's really kind of gotten me excited is where we're going, like the vision of Centric.
So that kind of opens up another question for me. I see, like, I'm on CoinMarketCap right now looking at Centric Cash, and I see the market cap is like a little, like around 1.4 million.
Right, right. So
do you have what is the market cap or total value locked right now with Centric Rise?
The total value locked, I think it's around 40 million, something like that. It's around 40. I think if you go back to the key metrics page, you are at centric.com/metrics, you can get the actual number, but it's around 40 million, something like that. Yeah, under learn. Click under learn. Oh yeah, there you go. That works too. Just plug it in. Yeah. If you go down just a little bit, lock supply. Okay. 39 million. Yeah. 358, almost 40 million. So, but the thing that I think kind of gets me excited about Centric is that it's still relatively unknown. Yeah. And I mean, we had a big pump where we tripled the market cap like a couple months ago. And, I think the thing that gets me excited is how CNR works. Cause even if we stay where we're at today, based on where CNR's price blocks are going this time next year, you're still going to 5X your money. And even if the price of CNS retracts, that CNR is really a hedge against loss over time for people who are planning to hold.
Yeah.
Obviously people who want to, day trade, we don't recommend you day trade Centric. So I hope that kind of answers that.
Would you like to show the video real quick?
Sure. Right, absolutely.
Have you heard of a cryptocurrency that only goes up? For 2 years, our cryptocurrency has done just that. Nobody else is doing this. This is Centric. Here's how it works. Centric is a dual token cryptocurrency system. Centric Rise is a token that increases its price over time. The rate of growth is set by the Centric Foundation 1 year in advance, then written to the blockchain. Once set, it cannot change. Centric Cash is a token that is bought and sold at a price determined by the market on exchanges. Because of our dual token system, users can buy and sell Centric Rise at any time. In the early stages, Centric Rise has a high rate of growth. This is how we attract members and gain adoption. Over 15,000 futurists have already given us their vote of confidence. As more people join, the price growth reduces. Right now is the time for you to join. Joining is as simple as buying Centric Cash and converting it to Centric Rise. Centric Cash is the key to the dual token system. The dual token system enables a currency that steadily rises and is simultaneously valued by the people. Additionally, Centric Cash is not minted like a traditional cryptocurrency. Centric Cash is minted when a user deposits Centric Rise into the Centric smart contract. When you buy Centric Cash, you buy a claim to the Centric Rise that the user deposited into the smart contract. Then, after depositing Centric Cash into the smart contract, you receive Centric Rise, and the Centric Cash is burned out of circulation. Now, you own Centric Rise, and you benefit from its hourly growth. The longer you hold, the more it grows. Sign up for a free account on joincentric.com.
Pretty good video.
Yeah, it's not too shabby. I like that video because this is produced a while back before my time. And they talked about 15,000 futurists. We're actually almost at 30,000 centric web wallets. So we make that reference that we've almost doubled the number of futurists using centric web wallets. Of course, you can hold your centric in any compatible wallet. Keep them safe and security.
How many wallets are compatible with it right now?
Well, because we're on Tron, excellent question. They have to be TRC 20 compatible. And so that would be either, you know, like your Trust wallet, any of the Tron wallets, SafePal, if you're looking for hardware wallet, something like that. And yeah, actually, if you look under centric.com/guide, you can see a list of all of the exchanges as well as the wallets that we are currently using on the compatibility side. Once we move to the BSC, obviously we'll be having a different conversation, gentlemen.
Yeah, I was wondering
B20 side at that point.
What made you choose the exchanges you're on right now?
Right. So we started last year we launched on 4 exchanges, and over time we've just made connections. Obviously, we want to be on all the major tier one exchanges. That's the long-term vision for Centric. But these are just relationships that we made over time. And are you gentlemen in the US?
Yeah.
Okay, so am I. So in the US, obviously probably the top 3 popular exchanges in the US are Probit, Hotbit, and MXC. But the one thing that I would venture to say is we've been working on a relationship with Changely for a while. And even though we have HitBTC and Changely Pro in place, the main reason we were going after Changely was to get a credit card on-ramp to Centric. And basically it'll lower the barrier of entry for new users. And that we're pressing the pause button right now until we move to the BSC. So once we're live on Binance Smart Chain, at some point after that, the credit card on-ramp with Changely will go live. And I think that's going to really open up a lot of opportunity for Centric and Centric users.
I'm impressed by all the help docs. It seems like you guys put a lot of effort into your educational material around it.
Yes, sir. That's what it's all about. It's interesting too, because most of our partners are also really big on education. And I think that's probably another core value that we're always seeking in the market is, okay, does your project believe in education as much as we do? And that, I mean, that's not a deal breaker, but I think equipping the communities with the best information, I think is really helpful. I mean, at the end of the day, you got to do your own research, but you know, we want to do our part to make sure people have a firm understanding of what Centric is and where it's going.
Can you speak to the audits a little bit that have been conducted on the tokens?
Sure. You're talking about the IOSIRO audits, right? And so it's actually a step in the process to moving to the BSC. We had to have the Centric Rise smart contract and the protocols audited for both CNS and CNR, and they were completed just about a week or so ago, and we passed them all. So, but that's a critical step for actually moving to the BSC. I got my eyes on it a little bit, but I got to be honest, gentlemen, I'm not really a technical person, even though I'm a math guy. And so what I always recommend people do is either go to the IOSIRO website to read through the audits if you like, or you can go to our website under the news section and news and events. And there's actually a couple of links there as well. So I guess that what you pulled up just now?
I believe so. There are a couple links I had to be
on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, some of them might be older audits as well. But if you go learn about us and then news and events. Right below that, news and events, and then right under news and events, I think it's the top one. Yeah, Binance Smart Chain migration update. So, yeah, so the updates are completed. Everything is, you know, gone the way it was supposed to. We passed the audit, so they're ready to go. We're really proud of our network because we've never ever been hacked. So we have 100% there. As part of the move, obviously it happens sometimes, whereas bad actors can get in the mix. And we had, I think shortly after we announced we were moving to the BSC, there was a video going around. I don't know if you gentlemen saw it, But it was a really well done video for a scam, actually, that was asking people to part ways with their private keys. And you know, we were very quick to say we would never ask somebody to give us their private keys ever. So, you know, as even though the audits are complete, once we start to migrate, there's going to be two steps. There's going to be one step for people that use the Centric web wallets. If you're using the Centric web wallet, everything is converted automatically at Centric. And then for people, Tommy Butcher, our COO, said this on his video a couple weeks ago. He said, for all the tokens out in the wild, right? So the tokens that aren't in Centric web wallets, if they're in some other compatible wallet, there's going to be a function or a tool, a mechanism for those tokens to be converted to BEP20 format. And as soon as that's ready, we'll let everybody know. But we're very, like, if you read that whole article under the news and events, at the very bottom, it's just like, you know, we believe in privacy. Even for people who use Centric web wallets, you know, we don't ask anybody for any private information other than an email. You keep your nice, good, strong private password. Always keep your private keys private. Anyone asking you to share your private keys is not your friend. And right. Yeah. So that really well done video was not from a friendly group. So we would never ask for that. So, but as that comes available, we're going to be very loud and clear about that tool once it's available. Like I said, people who hold their Centric tokens in their Centric web wallet, those are going to automatically convert as part of the process. And then the tokens that are out in the wild in other wallets, we'll let you know about those tools so you can bring them back and get them converted to BEP20.
So I have a question about decentralization. So How decentralized is Centric, and how involved is the community in governance matters?
Great question. Excellent question. Well, the word Centric, it sounds more like centralized, doesn't it?
Right.
Right. And so because we're in the crypto space, there's elements of us being decentralized, but we also have elements of us being centralized. So we have obviously the functions, if you will, of a central bank, where, I mean, the big difference between crypto and fiat is fiat is controlled by central banks and regulators, and they can stabilize purchasing power. We don't really have a lot of that in crypto. So that's something we're developing at Centric. Yeah, we believe that it's going to happen naturally through the development of the protocol. But I guess this is kind of a governance question, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think you're kind of helping me understand in general, just like as the protocol grows, are you seeing more of the responsibility shifting to the community? Will there always be a centralized aspect? I guess, how decentralized do you see, not just where you're at?
Right. I would say it's probably a combination of both. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we promote personal responsibility and personal sovereignty and those types of items. You know, we never pretend to know what every investor is thinking or what their priorities are. So there's that piece. But then, of course, we're always going to, you know, do what's in the best interest of the investors. And as CEO, even though I'm paid by the foundation, I'm not beholden to the foundation. My first level of responsibility is to the investors. And so anybody who's invested in Centric, anybody who's a holder of Centric tokens, you know, my first job is to help them and make sure that they're safe and secure and knowledgeable and all of those things.
That kind of brings up a question for me too. So as the CEO, what does that mean exactly in relation to Centric, and what are your roles specifically? Like, what would an average day look like for you?
Sure. Yeah, no, I like that question. Throughout the course of the week, obviously I interact with the team. My COO handles most of operations, but you know, sometimes there are things that I need to sign off on or get my eyes on. Most of my focus is on being the spokesman for Centric and making connections. Obviously, there's a lot of networking involved. And we actually have several partnerships that I kind of interact with. And the main one that I'm helping on the development side with is Crypto Donation, which, if you're not familiar with Crypto Donation, it's an entity that's going to basically help nonprofits raise more money, but they're going to be able to do it through the crypto space. And Crypto Donation will basically teach nonprofit organizations globally how to expand in the digital age using both crypto and other innovations. And so That's an entity that's going to be powered by Centric. And so that's one of our you know, partners that we're going to be supporting and helping them, you know, get off the ground, so to speak, this year. And in addition to that, on the education and promotional front, every single Wednesday, I host a live webinar for new users. And we call it the Centric Education Series, but basically the education is just on how things work at Centric. So you may be new to Centric, you might not yet be a holder of Centric tokens, but this is how the website works. These are the sections I would go to. This is how you set up with Centric Web Wallet. This is how it works. And then I do a live purchase of CNS from the exchanges every Wednesday. So I go out to the exchanges, get the Centric cash, bring it back. I convert it to Centric Rise, and then, you know, do like a little bit of Q&A. And it's mostly geared toward new users, mm-hmm. but it's open to everybody.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How many people do you usually have attend one of those?
Right. It's a couple dozen. I mean, I think last week we had less than a dozen, but the thing is they're every single Wednesday. So when people ever ask, well, hey, Joel, I've heard about this dual token ecosystem or people who are already affiliated with Centric that have been users for a period of time, it's not really geared towards them, but maybe they know somebody, maybe somebody they care about. And those people may be having challenges with the exchanges or setting up a Centric web wallet. They can just drive them to our Wednesday webinars, and I give them a step-by-step process through Centric, including an overview of what it is and how it works. And so that's, I don't know if that answers your question, but that's kind of where we focus.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that idea.
Yeah, so we focus on education, and that's actually part of my background. Education and traditional finance. I have a teaching credential. And so I was in the education world. I was in traditional finance. Obviously crypto is a little bit different, DeFi, FinTech. But I'm very excited to be here because I got to be honest with you, gentlemen. When I first started wrapping my mind around what virtual currency is and what crypto is, I felt like I was seeing the future of money. And I'm like, I've got to understand this. You know, if the governments want to set up central bank digital currencies, that's their business. But this is happening in the creative space, in the private space, in the private sector between networks of people. And it's something that gets me really excited. And so that's one thing I promote is just ongoing education. I always say, keep learning until your head hurts, and then take some medicine and then learn some more.
What do you think the role is going to be in the future? Like, you know, when it comes to governments and stuff like that, actually.
Right. Are you talking about for the CEO?
No. Well, I just mean like for like actual governments issuing.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right.
Like in relation to crypto, you know, right. What would something like this?
Right. No. I can't speak to every project, but what I can say is that CNR is perfectly positioned to be used in the private sector as well as by governments.
Gotcha.
Because of the way it's structured. And the fact that it has hourly yields, which are going to translate into hourly growth once CNS stabilizes, I think that's going to be very significant. Because being that I do have a background in traditional finance, when people are planning, they're looking for some predictability.
Yeah.
And the thing is the space is so volatile. It's nice. It's a crypto that goes up in value every hour. Tell me more about that. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's something that I think most people are going to want to kind of, participate in, especially in these early days when it's really an investment more than even a currency at this point.
How do you make something like that actually stable and sustainable over time?
Right. So basically what's going to happen is for early adopters, we're getting the lion's share of the growth potential, right? Because the oracles, we call them oracles, you know, loving term, right? The people at Centric that set the price blocks. And so the price blocks right now you're having double digit rates of return every month, even through June of 2022, it's still up at 13% every month. So at some point in the future, air quotes, right? At some point when CNS stabilizes, what's going to happen with the CNR price blocks is they're going to level off at 4% annum.
Okay.
And so that's that's where the stability is going to come in, because right now it's, there is no stability in the market. I mean, even stable coins aren't really that stable. I mean, right. I mean, because they're backed by dollars or dollar equivalents.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's, I think a lot of it has to do with education, and just time will tell, but I'm excited. I'm very excited about the project, and I'm thrilled to be a part of the team.
How do you actually get something like CNS to stabilize? Like, in regards to making it a stable coin, how does something like that even happen? And I know you said, like, there's a possibility, right, you got people speculating it could be more. But yeah, right now it's like,
right,
you know, 0.0004. So how do you get that? Yeah. I mean, like, does a stable coin essentially stabilize to the US dollar? Is that what it means?
No. Cause it's not pegged to that. It's pegged to the network, but the measuring stick is a dollar, but it's not going to be backed by a dollar. And so, like, we use that as a measuring stick, but what we believe is going to happen based on the protocol is that the relationship between CNR and CNS is going to get to that point where they work in conjunction with each other. You know, like the price, like the current market cap is based on the price of CNS times the times a dollar and times the total supply of current CNS.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah. So, like, basically, would you say that Centric Rise is essentially like a more stable version of Bitcoin, because it's going to be just like a store of value?
Potentially.
Less volatile than, or potentially a lot more volatile than something like Bitcoin or the whole market in general.
Yeah, potentially. Obviously, I would say the spirit of what Centric is doing is more like Bitcoin Cash. You know, we see them as a potential similar project in the space. Mm-hmm. But the thing is both of them only have 21 million units, if you will. And so for us, obviously we have considerably more than that. And we have what we call I call them CNS generators. That's not what the team calls it. This is Joel opinion. I call CNR CNS generators because they generate more CNS value every hour. Mm-hmm. But the basically, I think there are some similarities because both projects do see each other as current. We see the tokens or the coins as currency versus utility or an investment or something like that. And I think that would be a big separator from, you know, Bitcoin Cash, Centric, and like a project like Ethereum, for instance. But like we will continue to grow and build, and, you know, even though we're moving to BSC now, part of our roadmap is to have the Centric blockchain at some point in the future. So, I mean, we're here to stay. Actually, our COO is working on an updated 10-year roadmap with the team, and that's going to come out in both written format as well as video format. So that's kind of cool.
So, like, would you say, is Centric's idea to basically kind of redefine crypto in general, where it becomes a stable asset and more people want to invest at that point?
That is one of the items. Yeah, that's one of the items, because that's the vision, is that, you know, why, I mean, one of the big challenges most projects see is it's like, okay, well, we want to be the alternative to fiat, right? And so Centric's on that side. But we also have to play nicely in the sandbox with the regulators.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So it's a balancing act, I think. I think time will tell. And that's how I answer that question most of the time, because obviously we don't want to put the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where we see Centric going, is eventually being adopted that way as a global currency and available as many countries will accept it. And yeah, with El Salvador saying yes to Bitcoin to pay your taxes.
I haven't heard of that yet.
Yeah, that dropped earlier this week.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So do you think there's going to be other projects that are going to kind of follow suit? Because really, there's not too many other projects that are kind of, you know, doing a model like this, or particularly right, with the goal of stabilization.
Right, right. And you know what I would say is, there are no projects doing it exactly the way Centric is doing. Mm-hmm. We've got a handful of projects. RSR is a dual token system like ours. They're doing a little bit differently. UTrust, and then, you know, I mentioned Bitcoin Cash. Like, those are the other three projects that are kind of focusing in the same vein that we are. But you know, we'll see. Time will tell. But we're focused on emerging as a global currency and making as many partnerships as we can along the way and getting as much integration as we can along the way. I think what's going to happen with our project is once we start integrating SendPay with the right companies, just that promotion alone will drive the price of CNS.
Do you have to actually like work with a company like Visa or MasterCard to do something like that? Like when you're developing a credit card?
Not necessarily. And we're not really going down the credit card route per se. The cryptocurrency payment gateways, that's kind of the route we're taking, but we're also going for direct integration using our merchant services. So the payment gateways would be like your, you know, big commerce, WooCommerce, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. You had said that like Centric used to have another name. What was that name? Like, sure. When did you guys change? What made you change?
Right. So Upstake was the, or UPDC was the company that Centric was. And people who are in the project at that time have told me, because I wasn't, you know, I'm relatively new to the project. And I even became an investor when it was already Centric. So, but during the Upstake days, it was kind of more the innovative side of the project where they were like, the vision hasn't changed since the Upstake days. There's always the focus to be a currency and to develop stabilization inside the crypto space. So that part of the vision has not changed, but when we became a dual token ecosystem, that's when things changed. And we officially became Centric and launched as Centric in February of 2020. So we haven't changed since then.
So the dual token is,
you can look up Upstake. Sorry to interrupt, but you can look it up. Yeah. There's an Upstake white paper online.
Gotcha. I'll have to check that out. Mm-hmm. Well, so like, how many people are on your team right now? And do you have anyone who's anonymous or is everyone docked?
Right. That's always the question in this space, right?
Yeah. I know. So, it's like, I'm actually like, you know, wrestling with that right now. Cause you know, I'm doing like social media stuff for Shared Stake. So it's like, I've already had to do it. To like
right.
So I'm like, what are the benefits still? It's like, I'm half-assed docked at this point. So
right. Right. Yeah. For Tommy and me, we're like, oh, forget about it. We're just going to be who we are.
Yeah. I feel like that's the better way to go at this point for
maybe.
Me.
I don't know. I mean, so the short answer is yes. We're a crypto project. So we have some anonymous members. I mean, we know who they are. Or at least we know how they produce, how they do their work. But we're around two dozen. I mean, we got some devs in some other parts of the world, but we're not just US. We're also Singapore and UK and Australia and a couple other countries. But yeah, I mean, we have like a couple of our partners obviously are anonymous, but we do have some team members that are anonymous. And I'm like, hey, I respect that. It's cool. Just do your work. Otherwise we'll stop sending you crypto.
Yeah. How will like the whole anonymous thing work when you're trying to like more integrate toward like legitimacy as a bank almost, or you know, when you actually like integrate with governments and stuff like that?
You know, Cryptifer, that's the $1 million question, isn't it? So I mean, obviously as we get down the road, I'm sure there'll be a lot of processes that are going to get dialed in related to that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's like, okay, are we gonna break any rules? No. Are we gonna try to do things that are not right? No. Okay. So we're all focused on this, doing right by the users, doing right, you know, in the environment, and then expanding based on our vision. So like Centric Centers, there's no government on earth that would let us launch a Centric Center today. Probably not even El Salvador. Maybe, I don't know. But we're not Bitcoin, so probably not El Salvador either. But right. But even when we drop a flagship of a Centric Center or something like that, it's going to be in a major metropolitan area like New York City or Hong Kong or Tokyo or something like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because that would be like the first Centric Center kind of rolling off the ship.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that it gentlemen, I got to be honest with you. That's, I think that's way down the road.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's after Centric has its own blockchain. You know, we have, you know, hundreds of business relationships where they're using Centric and the Centric network. So, but it's nice because everything is built out. I mean, we've kind of gone through the growing pains of building it. So now it's just like telling the world about it is our next step.
That kind of like brings something up. So I know so little about Tron. I think that you guys were probably the first project I heard about that was built on Tron. I've seen Tron before, but it's, you know, a blockchain that I know almost nothing about.
Sure.
And can you kind of describe Tron a little bit? And then like that kind of gets into my question also about why you chose to do a migration away. Like what does Tron, what is Tron missing that Binance offers?
Right. So I would say the top two things are that the fees are going up, because initially Tron was great. It was super, super cheap and it was fast and it was easy to build. But the two main reasons we're moving to the BSC is one is the fees. So that the expenses are going to be lower on BSC. But the number two is probably almost more important is the partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
So our integration with other projects and, you know, DEXs, DeFi projects, et cetera.
I'm wondering like, why is that? Like, you know, I think that Tron, just from the example you just gave, essentially should probably have less people offering or not offering, but operating on it. So why are the fees are going up yet, you know, there's way more projects being built on Binance. So that's like very odd here.
It is odd. I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know why that is, because I would think, hey, you're fast. You're going to have a lot of projects wanting to build.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. So for me, it's kind of like trying to tell the government what to do. I'm not going to tell a blockchain how to run.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we're like, okay, well, they don't have everything we need right now. They've mm-hmm. been good. They've been helpful, but we're going over here to BSC because they have more options for us.
Does Tron have like a pretty large development team?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know. Yeah, that's a great question.
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty much about it. Fry, you got any more questions?
Yeah, I only had one more. Just, are there any other projects you're supporting or you're interested in?
Right. Well, obviously Rasta, our newest partnership. Greenhouse Staking is another partnership that we'll actually be working with, and they'll be launching once we move on to the BSC. So they're not launching until then. It's a staking application. I'm going to probably be staking quite a bit of CNR there. And then, you know, there's a number of projects that I personally hold. So I'm sorry.
Any you want to mention specifically?
Not as the CEO of Centric.
Don't worry.
No, it's cool, man. I always say, hey, fill your bags with the projects that make sense to you. You know, you like the team, you like what they're doing, you like where they're working. It's got to make sense. You know, I never call other projects vaporware because I don't think that's a nice thing to say.
Right. I've never heard that term before.
Really? I hadn't either until I got into the space. But it's kind of like the concept of vaporware. It's like, okay, if a project is vaporware, it's just an idea. It doesn't have any working parts or utility. Okay. It's got a great idea, but it's just an idea right now. You're investing in an idea.
Yeah. Like
yeah. So at the end of the day, I think, you know, there's some good projects out there, and there's you know, I like the fact that we're aligning with companies like Rasta, because even though they're pretty humble like we are right now, we're all going to kind of grow up together. I think there's a lot of projects like that.
Yeah, that's the good thing. Like right now, you know, when I heard about Bitcoin back in 2012, but I didn't really get into anything until 2017. And that was during the initial coin offering times. I was like, oh,
It took me longer than that. I was just like, I just kept pushing it away.
Well, that's
I'm
what
like, I'm sure this will be here. This will be something someday. Maybe, who knows?
Yeah. See, I kept doing the same thing where I was just like, just getting angry every time
I know. I'm like,
and how much it's gone up. I'm like, shit.
Yeah. Not anymore. Now we're in the space.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about now is like there's actually utility happening finally.
Right. I agree with that. I totally agree. Yeah.
Because yeah, before
it gets me excited.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, absolute nothing but speculation at that point. And I know I personally wasn't doing any research into anything I was putting in. I was just like, oh, all right, I've heard of that, so let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say most people who I would guess lovingly refer to as retail investors, you just find the things that make sense to you and you put your money there.
Yeah.
Whether it's crypto or anywhere else.
Exactly.
But yeah, this is awesome, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, anything absolutely. Else?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's about it for me. It's good to talk about some Tron based stuff. Cause like I said, you know, even though you guys are migrating.
Yeah, we're migrating. I'll still own some TRX. Heck, why not?
Yeah. I keep still thinking like, I haven't had any time to really research Tron. You know, we're pretty normally focused on Ethereum based product because we work with shared stake. So especially, you know, focused on Ethereum because we're, you know, in the market of trying to get that staked, you know, and get some ETH2 staked and all that kind of stuff and develop the node.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's good to chat with other people who are involved in other blockchains. That's one of the things I've been trying to do is like, we've gotten, you know, Binance, we've gotten Solana developer. I'm trying to think like we've got Secret Network on. So I think this is probably like our fifth or sixth different blockchain. We need to talk to somebody from Bitcoin now.
Yeah, there you go. Awesome.
Right. You're in charge of that one.
Oh, yeah, I know. Sweet. Cool, well, gentlemen.
Yeah, it was great to have you on, and we'll definitely get your links. And
stay connected for sure. And maybe sometime after we're on the BSC, we could chat again.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, take care, and thanks for coming on again.
Take care, gentlemen.
Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.